Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon. I am here to cover the week of March 30th through April 7th. So first of all, we have Mercury entering into Taurus on Monday the 3rd. This is not going to be, the typical 3 weeks plus of moving through a sign. This is going to be extended. In fact, Mercury will not be out of Taurus until June 11th, and that is because it will retrograde. So we are entering into the sign this week. We will be moving forward with our ideas, our talks, our meetings, our sales, our writing, our interviews, our decisions that are Taurian themes. So they are about making money, or they are about our purchases or products or possessions, or they focus on our values or how we're being valued. They are about our pleasures or the things we want to build, okay? So moving this forward through all of that energy and then entering into the shadow on the 7th. So from the 7th until the 21st of April, we will then be kind of slowing down a little bit and starting to get clues about what the Mercury retrograde do-over will really be about. So you're going to be paying attention to what's popping up, because those themes you will then be revisiting, releasing, rekindling, reworking during the retrograde. The retrograde will run from April 21st to May 14th. Then we go forward. We exit the other side of the shadow by June 1st. And then we're really free to move into new things after that. And then, like I said, it will be out on June 11th. So it's a big story getting underway. Time to, ask for it, listen for it, think about it, write it up, pitch it, sell it. You get the idea. Except for, the rules of the retrograde, which we'll get into later on when we get to the actual retrograde. All right. So in the week ahead, this Mercury now in Taurus is going to make a few alignments. And so these timeframes may stand out. On the day that it moves in on Monday the 3rd, it will immediately square Pluto. So it's a frictional energy where you're up against something going on with other financial topics, loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, any of that kind of stuff. Or there's some third party situation or power struggle or sexual intrigue or, attraction going on. This is playing out around the aspirations in the story or what's happening online or with friends or groups or original projects. So you are going to see the push of the frictional square on Monday. This may be you pushing yourself harder to make something happen. This may be something challenging you that you have to overcome. Then on Wednesday the 5th, we see Mercury and Taurus moving into an opportunity alignment with Saturn. The doors swing open. We now have authority figures in the mix, or our goals are in focus, and we are working behind the scenes, or there is an institution involved or research involved or something about the artistic, romantic, or spiritual in the story that is coming into alignment. Saturn can definitely help cement that or help us with commitments or ambitions in that story. And then between Friday and Saturday, the 7th and 8th, depending, some will pick this up on Friday, some on Saturday, some both days, Mercury in Taurus will make an opportunity alignment to Mars. And so this is a good alignment, again, really activating more going on in the home, about the home, any moves, renovations, or real estate deals, anything you're doing with family, parents, roommates, or your emotional needs in the situation. So opening up the potential then with those talks or offers or decisions about income, purchases, products, possessions, values, etc. So that is our Mercury overview. And then the other big thing going on in this week ahead is that we are seeing a buildup and then a climax under the full moon in Libra. So this is definitely going to be at its most powerful on Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th as it builds and peaks. It will peak at 9:34 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, Eastern on Thursday morning. So either way, you know, we always feel it very intently on the day that it is in its power build, which is on Wednesday. And so I think probably the most of us will experience it that night, you know, but some will wake and still have things, you know, climaxing in this area on Thursday. So in Libra, this is about what is coming to a peak with a romantic partner or a business partner, your clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, or any other serious relationship that you are involved in. It also could be that there is something climactic around balance in your life or higher aesthetics or justice, and so you might be bringing that to some kind of culmination, you know. So wrap up, end things, or celebrate, achieve things. It's all about the peak experience. And then tied very closely into this full moon is Jupiter at the opposite point over in Aries. And so definitely around this full moon, Wednesday, Thursday, but all the way out to next Tuesday, Jupiter could be popping up at any time or several times along the way, you know, with another individual in the story, or your own needs in the story and what's happening, you know, to take things bigger or to look at happiness or prosperity or growth in the story or any involvement with this peaking story with these key individuals that has to do with legal agreements, travel plans, distant situations, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonies, religion, or politics. And so there we have it. That is it, guys. Goodbye. No. So for the signs, Aries, you're always very much like the general overview. First of all, having Mercury start to move through Taurus starting on Monday the 3rd means that you will be having more ideas and getting into more conversations, maybe interviewing, writing things up, pitching ideas, focusing on sales, taking more short trips that are about ways to make money or have to do with your purchases or what you're doing with possessions or products. Or, you know, obviously you can have some talks about how you're being valued or what your values are or somebody else's values and how they align with yours. And so, again, moving forward, entering the shadow on the 7th, starting to slow a little bit and start to look at what you might need to redo up ahead. And then by the 21st, the retrograde starts. You're redoing, rekindling, releasing, reworking up through May 14th. And then you're back out and out of the other side of the shadow by June 1st. And then into new opportunities in those realms from June 1st to June 11th when it leaves. We also have the full moon, I guess I should say the key dates again in this week ahead would be Monday, Wednesday, and at some point between Friday, Saturday, the 7th and 8th. And so Monday would be the challenging day with those topics. Wednesday and Friday, the opportune days with those topics, so you can see how that goes for you. And challenging, I just mean you're either pushing yourself a little harder over it or there's some obstacle that you need to deal with. Okay, and then the full moon for Aries is relationship-oriented for you guys. So you're building up to this peak moment sometime between Wednesday, Thursday. You might be ending a relationship. You might be having a breakthrough in a relationship. There could be big celebrations and achievements, or something you've been working on with these people is finally wrapping up, kind of thing, right? So looking at romantic or business partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, and Jupiter's role in this full moon bringing you direct to this. So something going on physically with you or something going on personally for you involving some travel or distant, you know, situation or legal agreements or educational pursuits or media or ceremonies or religion or politics as it imparts to this big climactic moment with this other person. All right, so for Taurus, Mercury's moving into your sign starting Monday the 3rd. It's going to be there a very long time, all the way till June 11th. Taurus, it's going to give you the gift of gab, time to talk about it, think about it. You're focused on your own self, your body, your image, your brand, your name, your needs. And, you know, you wrote a time up about it or make some choices about it. And so there's a lot of focus here for you, an extended period to figure something out. So you're moving this forward, but enter into the shadow of the upcoming retrograde on the 7th. So you'll start to slow down and get clues about what the retrograde will be about. Then you go into the retrograde April 21st to May 14th, and you'll be, you know, reassessing who you are, what's going on with your body image, brand name, et cetera, what you're involved in, what you want to rekindle, release, or rework. And then you come out and start moving forward again up through June 1st while you're still in the shadow, meaning you're moving forward the things you figured out during the retrograde, during that phase, and then into anything new from June 1st to June 11th. The key days in this week ahead are Monday, Wednesday, and sometime between Friday, Saturday, the 7th and 8th. And so Monday being the day that pushes or tests you with some goal or authority figure or career objective, but Wednesday and Friday, Saturday, opening up opportunities first with social interests or online pursuits or aspirations, and then by the Friday, Saturday date through talks, meetings, sales, offers, proposals, decisions, and that kind of thing. And then this full moon starts to build and then climax. So, the you know, the major days are Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th. And so this involves key individuals with your work, your health, your animals, your paperwork, co-work, hired help, details, cleaning, organizing, that kind of thing. So something is coming to a peak in those areas. It involves, you know, a key individual, a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney. But what is either wrapping up there or ending there, or what you are finally achieving or having breakthroughs in or celebrating there. And Jupiter's influence in this full moon takes something bigger here behind the scenes or through research and development or with institutions in the story, or tied to your artistic, romantic, or spiritual life in this situation. So you can watch for those themes popping up anytime between Wednesday of this coming week all the way till Tuesday of the following week. All right, so for Gemini, Mercury is moving into your 12th house and going to retrograde there. Oh boy. So, you know, this is the karmic past life house. This is the mysterious, magical, nostalgic house. This is the house of illusion, delusion, fantasy, imagination, you know, so you could be all over the place, Gemini, holy cow. You know, in the real world, you can be now getting into talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions about, you know, institutions you're dealing with, about research and development, about artistic, romantic, or spiritual interests, about tackling addictions or dealing with secrets or deceptions. And so this all kicks in on Monday. You enter the shadow by the 7th and start to slow down a bit and start to get clues about what the retrograde will be about, which starts on the 21st and lasts until May 14th. So at that point, you know, you're shifting gears and you're going back to readdress something, release something, rekindle, rework something, and then you go forward again from May 14th through June 1st through the post-shadow, and then you're out and heading into new situations from June 1st to June 11th. In the week ahead, the key days that stand out with this new energy are going to be Monday the 3rd, Wednesday the 5th, sometime between Friday, Saturday the 7th and 8th. Monday is the challenging day, Gemini, where something there is popping up and, you know, pushing you a little bit regarding something financial, sexual, with third parties and any legal agreements, travel plans, media, marketing, educational, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in the story. Then Wednesday, you know, you have opportunities with goals, career, authority figures in the story. And Friday, Saturday, you have opportunities to take action with earnings or purchases or possessions or products in the story. So doors open then. Now, the full moon is building and then climaxing between Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th. And for Gemini, this has to do with what is coming to a peak with your love life or lover, the kids, a creative endeavor, or something recreational. And again, as with all signs, you know, it can involve partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, you name it, some kind of relationship in that realm. And so as you build this up and then see this climactic moment, it is about celebrating some big moment here with the creativity or lover or kid or recreation, or wrapping what you've been working on all up, or ending something altogether, or, you know, achieving goals here. Sorry, we're going to have a big dog bark off now. And Jupiter, hold on, Ellie, stop. Jupiter is tied to this. And so there can be something really big involved with that climactic buildup that involves a friend or a group or what's happening online or with astrology or charities or parties or gatherings or events. And so that can be playing out any time between this buildup Wednesday, Thursday until next, the following week on Tuesday. All right, so for Cancer, we have Mercury moving into Taurus on Monday the 3rd. For an extended period all the way until June 11th. So that's a lot of thinking about and in talks with and meeting with and sales and writing and agreements and offers and proposals and short trips and local activities involving your friends, involving your groups, involving what you're doing online with astrology, charities, parties, events, and gatherings. And Cancer is also really going to open up your mind about original projects and inventions and aspirations and help you figure out what you want there as well. So, you know, moving this forward and then on the 7th and entering the shadow of the upcoming retrograde. So then in those weeks, you will be kind of slowing down a bit and start to get clues of what's going to be coming back from the past or that you're exiting or reworking in some way. And then you head into that do-over retrograde from the 21st of April through May 14th, where you will release, rekindle, rework things in those realms. And then you come out the other side, start moving forward again through the shadow up through June 1st, and then into new things from June 1st to June 11th when it is over. So, wow, right? And in this week ahead, there are three activations, so Monday, Wednesday, and sometime between Friday and Saturday. So on Monday, that day challenges you financially or sexually or with a third party in the story. But on Wednesday, doors open and there's opportunities through goals and commitments and authority types having to do with legal agreements, travel plans, education, media, ceremonies, religion, or politics in the story. And then between Friday, Saturday, the 7th and 8th, it opens up an opportunity for you directly to get very passionate and active and promote or pursue your own interest in that story in a good way. Now, we are also building to this full moon. And so the real build will be on Wednesday into Thursday between the 5th and the 6th. And this is for Cancer about your home, a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, the parents, the roommates, and involving a Libra relationship in that with your partner, your client, your specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate. So you're seeing something come to a peak through wrapping things up and ending something or achieving something, having breakthroughs, celebrating something big there with one of these people about those topics. Now, Jupiter is tied to this full moon. So some time between Wednesday the 5th and the following Tuesday, over those days, Jupiter can be showing up at different times through an authority figure in the mix, like a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, a mentor, a teacher. It can be showing up as you cementing a goal or getting some notice or recognition or your career in the mix. And then those themes, once again, how that's playing out through growth, happiness, prosperity, or through legal agreements, travel, distant situations, education, media, marketing, ceremonies, religion, or politics. All right. So, Leo. Leo, Mercury going into Taurus on Monday the 3rd and staying all the way until June 11th. This is at the pinnacle of your chart, Leo. So bringing news and offers, talks and meetings, sales, writing, interviews, proposals, decisions that are career related or about big personal goals or about your status or fame or about authority figures that you're dealing with, bosses, parents, judges, directors, teachers, mentors, producers, and the like. So into those talks and pitches and sales and offers and interviews you go. And, you know, this is moving forward. And then by the 7th, we hit the shadow of the upcoming retrograde there. And so you start to get ideas from that day forward about what you might want to be going back over or exiting. And then by the 21st, we enter the retrograde, and it lasts until May 14th. So during those weeks, you know, you're in your do-over. So you're going back to something and picking it back up and seeing if it can be reworked, or you're reworking the current, or you're taking a break or exiting something altogether. And so during that do-over, you figure that out. Then you're moving forward again from June 1st in the shadow, post-shadow, up through June. You're in the shadow from May 14th up to June 1st, and then you can move into brand new things from June 1st to June 11th in those areas. So in the week ahead, we have activations on Monday, Wednesday, and sometime between Friday and Saturday. So Monday the 3rd, this is a challenge or, you know, a frictional alignment that brings a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate, or some other key individual from a financial or sexual or power control perspective into the story. But then on Wednesday the 5th, we have the opportunity. Leo, this would open up doors for you to get serious about something financial, sexual, third party or divorce oriented, which help you cement something there. And then between Friday, Saturday, the 7th and 8th, again, opportunity, but this time to get active behind the scenes, artistically, romantically, or spiritually with those goals or career objectives, or involving institutions or research and development there. Now, the full moon for Leo is in your third house. So, you know, this is building up and then climaxing between Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th. So you're having your peak experiences over those 2 days. And Leo, you know, this is about big news, talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, proposals, decisions, or it is about something big that is culminating with a brother, sister, neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, a short trip, or local community activities. So whichever one of those you think fits with what's going on with you, it will involve, you know, the Libra relationship, something about partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, as this whole thing comes to a big, you know, epic moment. So wrap it up, end it, celebrate it, achieve it, have your breakthroughs. That's where that's at. And it's tied to Jupiter. So there is something bigger involving another person tied to travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, ceremonial, religious, or political themes. And so you can look for that coming into the story anytime from Wednesday or Thursday the 5th, 6th, all the way into the following week on Tuesday. All right, Virgo. Virgo, Mercury is heading into Taurus on Monday the 3rd and will be there all the way until June 11th because it will retrograde in the middle of all that. So Mercury in Taurus for Virgo is helping you guys start to put more of your thoughts and get into more talks and meetings and focus on your sales and writing and interviews and ideas and decisions that are in your ninth house. So they have to do with media, marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, or they have to do with higher education, or travel, or foreign interests, or distant situations, or legal agreements, or ceremonies, or religion, or politics. So there's going to be a lot on your mind and in your communications and decision-making over these next few months. And so you're moving forward starting on Monday. By the 7th, you enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde. So from that point on, you are starting to come up, you know, with what you might need to go back and reassess, or what you might want to exit for a minute and take a break from, or, you know, what the do-over might be about. Then on April 21st, you move into the retrograde do-over period of this, and it lasts until May 14th. You will be, you know, deciding what stays, what goes, what you're reworking. And then you come out of the retrograde on the 14th of May, move forward through the post-shadow up through June 1st, and then into new things after that from June 1st to June 11th. In this week ahead, there are activations on Monday the 3rd, Wednesday the 5th, and sometime between Friday, Saturday the 7th and 8th. So Virgo, on Monday, that's a frictional alignment with Pluto, so there is something tossed into the mix that you have to deal with financially or sexually or with third parties having to do with your work or your health or your animals or your paperwork or coworkers or hired help. But by Wednesday the 5th, doors open. There's an opportunity for something serious or ambitious with a partner or a client or a specialist, agent, attorney, advocate, somebody like that in the story. And then by Friday, Saturday, again, an opportunity, but now involving friends, groups, the internet, parties, gatherings, events, or your own original projects or aspirations in that story, and very active over those days. Moon is building up and climaxing for Virgo in your second house. So between Wednesday and Thursday, the 5th and 6th, you have those big moments around your income or purchases, products or possessions, values or being valued, or your pleasures or what you're building. And Libra brings partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or advocates into that big peak story about those topics. So you're wrapping things up, or you're marking endings, or you're achieving goals, or you might be celebrating something big there. And Jupiter is involved with this. So you can see Jupiter themes coming in around, you know, other financial matters besides your income, or around shared or third-party experiences, or what's happening on deeper levels or sexually or intimately, and, you know, how big that might take this story, or if it involves those Jupiter topics that we just covered with Mercury, which would mean, you know, any travel, distance, legal, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in that story. So playing out any time between Wednesday the 5th all the way into the following week on Tuesday. All right, so for Libra, Mercury is moving into your eighth house on Monday, and will be traveling there all the way until June 11th. So that's a couple months plus that's going to give you time to think about or get into talks, to meet people, to focus on sales or writing or pitching ideas or agreements or negotiations or decisions. Or that focus on your financial side of life. So it's about loans or debt or inheritance, taxes, insurance, investments, settlements, alimony, child support, a partner's money, or any other kind of thing like that. Or what's going on sexually, intimately, reproductively, if you're dealing with a birth, a death, or a divorce, the communications and choices about that, any third-party stories. So forward you go. You do enter the shadow on the 7th, so you start to pick up clues as to what you might want to go back and reconnect with or release or rework in some way. By the 21st, you do enter the Mercury retrograde, so at that point, you are in the do-over of reworking, releasing, or rekindling. That lasts till May 14th. And then you go direct again up through June 1st in the shadow, so moving those things forward that you figured out, and then from June 1st to June 11th into anything new that follows. Now, in the week ahead, with those financial, sexual, reproductive, mortality, divorce, third-party topics, you are going to have some active days, Monday the 3rd, Wednesday the 5th, and sometime between Friday, Saturday the 7th and 8th. So on Monday the 3rd, there is the frictional energy with Pluto, which means something ramping up with a lover or the kids or a creative endeavor or something recreational in that story that tests a bit. Wednesday, there are opportunities opening up tied to your Mercury stories, and that would mean doors opening up through getting serious or ambitious about work or paperwork or coworkers or hired help or any health pursuits or animals in that story. And then on Friday, Saturday, more opportunity, but now with higher up authority type figures or with your goals or with your career or fame or status in the story and the actions that can be taken to move that along. Now, the full moon is obviously in your sign, Libra, so big things building up and climaxing for you, about you, with you, through you. It's about you. So, you know, this can be things you're involved in. It can be attention coming your way. It can be what's going on with your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, your desires, you know. And I'm sure you'll feel it as it's coming along. So, you know, you're aiming high, you're wrapping things up, you're marking endings to certain situations, you're achieving certain goals, you're celebrating or being celebrated at some point there. And Jupiter is tied into this full moon, so there is a key individual, like a partner, a client, a specialist, an agent, an attorney, an advocate, somebody like that, that is playing into this through travel or distance, legal agreements, educational pursuits, media, marketing, publishing or broadcasting interests, ceremonies, religion or politics. So you can see Jupiter's side of that story with what's happening with you here anytime between Wednesday the 5th of this week ahead into the following Tuesday. All right, I have to take a sip of my drink. So sorry. Hold on. I should have set it where I could reach it a bit easier. If you hear what sounds like sawing lumber, that's my puppy because he likes to snore. All right, so for Scorpio, Mercury is heading into your relationship zone starting Monday the 3rd and is going to be there an extended time all the way until June 11th because of the retrograde in the middle. So this turns your thoughts to partners, clients, specialists, agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, any kind of serious, you know, clients, any relationships that are serious. And it gets you into talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, proposals, decisions about or with these people. And you're going to have a lot of this going on for a while now, right? So you're moving this forward starting on Monday. By the 7th, you enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde. So in the days after that, you know, you're starting to get an idea of where you might want to go back to or who you might want to go back to or what you might want to rework in a current situation or if you're going to take a break from this person or exit altogether, you know. So it's getting ideas of the do-over. You enter that retrograde do-over from the 21st of April through May 14th, at which point, you know, you're going back in to figure out what stays, what goes, what can be reworked. And then you're moving forward from May 14th to June 1st through the shadow on the other side of the retrograde, moving forward what you figured out with these people. And then from June 1st to June 11th, you are into new ideas and decisions and opportunities. So that's how that plays out. Now, in the week ahead, there are activation days, Monday the 3rd, Wednesday the 5th, and sometime between Friday, Saturday the 7th and 8th. So Scorpio, on Monday the 3rd, there is a frictional alignment to Pluto, meaning something comes up financially, sexually, or about divorce or death or birth or third-party situations that are tied to the home or the family or the parent, the roommate, the move, the renovation, the real estate deal, or just have a high emotional charge to them. So you're going to work through that. But then by Wednesday the 5th, doors open, you have this opportunity to get serious or ambitious or cement something with a lover or the kids or a creative endeavor or something recreational in the story with those partners, clients, specialist agents, etc. And then by Friday, Saturday the 7th and 8th, it's also an opportunity, but now it has to do with the trip or legal agreements or educational pursuits or media marketing interests or ceremonies, religion, or politics. And so being passionate, taking action, making things happen there with those key individuals. The full moon is building up and climaxing between Wednesday and Thursday, the 5th and 6th. And for Scorpio, this is in your 12th house. So there is some kind of big climactic moment with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, advocate that is playing out with an institution, with an addiction, with a secret, with research and development, with an artistic project or pursuit, with a spiritual interest or magical psychic moment, or with something romantic. So you can be wrapping things up, you can be ending something, you can be having big breakthroughs, achievements, or celebrations here. It's all about the climactic moment. And tied into this is Jupiter. So there is this other person here where there is something going on with health, with work, with animals, paperwork, coworkers, or hired help that takes this up even another level, another notch. And you can see that coming into the story anytime between Wednesday the 5th and Tuesday of the following week. Following week. All right, so Sag. Sagittarius, Mercury is moving into your zone of work, health, animals, paperwork, coworkers and hired help starting on Monday the 3rd. So you're going to be turning your thoughts to these topics. It also can help you get in, you know, thinking more about the details or putting more analysis into something or focusing on cleaning and organizing if you would like. But these are the topics that you're going to be centered on, and you're going to get into more talks, meetings, sales, writing, interviews, offers, decisions about that over the weeks and months ahead. So you're moving this forward from Monday the 3rd up through the shadow starting on the 7th. You're still moving forward then, but you're starting to get inklings about what the do-over of the Mercury retrograde will be about. And then by the 21st, you enter the retrograde and it lasts until May 14th. That's your do-over. You go back, you rekindle, you rework, you release something, you're tweaking it, trying to figure it out and get it right one way or the other. Then you move forward on May 14th, and you're moving through the post-shadow up until June 1st, so moving those things forward that you figured out, and then you enter into new territory, new opportunities or ideas about these things from June 1st to June 11th, and then you're done with that. So in the week ahead, there are active days, Monday the 3rd, Wednesday the 5th, and sometime between Friday, Saturday the 7th and 8th. So on Monday the 3rd, you know, Sag, this is pushing you with some kind of powerful talk, news, offer, decision, or something with sales agreements or, you know, ideas that have to do with financial matters in the story or sex or birth or death or divorce or third-party stories here or reproductive issues as well. By Wednesday the 5th, doors open. There's opportunity now that brings something solid or ambitious going on at home with real estate deals, moves, renovations, family, parents, or roommates. And then by Friday, Saturday, the 7th, 8th, you've also got an opportunity where you're seeing something open up financially, sexually, third party, or about those births, deaths, divorce, or control in the story. Now, we have the full moon building and climaxing in this week ahead between Wednesday and Thursday, the 5th and 6th. So for Sagittarius, this is in your zone of original projects, aspirations, freedoms, what's going on with your friends, your groups, your associates, your parties and events and gatherings, or what's happening online with astrology or charities. So there are, you know, key relationships tied to this, you know, partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, competitors, advocates, as this thing comes to its peak. So, you know, look at what you're wrapping up or ending or achieving or celebrating or having your breakthroughs with in those social online arenas, et cetera. And then note that Jupiter is tied to this. So there is another party here that is representing, you know, Jupiter through a lover or children or creative endeavors or recreational pursuits tied to what this big moment is. And so this could be the legal agreements there, the travel, the happiness, the prosperity, the growth, the educational pursuits, the ceremonies, religion, politics, you know, just pick and choose. But there is this epic moment. And you can see Jupiter in this story, you know, arriving anytime from Wednesday the 5th into the following week on Tuesday. All right, so for Capricorn, Mercury is entering into your zone of lovers, children, creative projects, and recreation. So that's a lot of your mind turning to those topics now over the next few months. And it is going to help you get into talks and meetings about those topics or focus on sales or writing or short trips or local activities about them, or maybe field some offers or proposals about them. So you're moving this forward starting Monday the 3rd. By the 7th, you enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde. So you start to get an idea over the next couple of weeks about, you know, what you will be reassessing or going back to or reworking or letting go of during the retrograde. Then the retrograde starts on April 21st through May 14th. So that's your do-over, release, rekindle, rework, those creative objectives, what's going on with kids or lovers or recreation. And then you move forward again after you figure that out, starting on May 14th up through June 1st in the post-shadow, moving that stuff forward. And then from June 1st to June 11th into anything new. So, in the week ahead, there are active days, Monday the 3rd, Wednesday the 5th, and sometime between Friday and Saturday the 7th and 8th. So Capricorn, on Monday, this is frictional, meaning whatever's going on with lovers, kids, creative projects, or recreation, you have something testing you a bit here around your income, purchases, products, possessions, values, or how you're being valued. But by Wednesday the 5th, doors open. Now you've got flow. There's serious or ambitious talks, meetings, sales, writing, offers, decisions in the mix. And then by Friday, Saturday, it is also opportune, but now it brings in partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or advocates, et cetera, to help get active here in one of those realms. Now, the full moon is building and climaxing between Wednesday, Thursday, the 5th and 6th. And for Capricorn, it's about your career or status or fame or about a personal goal or about a boss, a parent, a judge, a director, teacher, mentor, or other authority figure. So you are really aiming at what you are doing there with clients or partners or specialists or agents or attorneys and how you are wrapping things up or marking endings or achieving goals or celebrating something under this full moon. So Jupiter is tied to this, so there's something big and expansive going on here as this comes to this peak that involves the home, a move, a real estate deal, renovation, family, parent, roommate, and Jupiter. So you could be signing legal agreements, or there could be something at a distance or involving travel or with education or media or ceremonies or religion or politics with that. So the Jupiter energy can be playing out anytime between Wednesday the 5th and Tuesday of the following week. Aquarius, Mercury is heading into Taurus on Monday the 3rd and will be there all the way until June 11th. So that is a lot of thinking and a lot of talks and meetings, a lot of writing, sales, interviews, offers, or decisions that will now be about your home, moves, renovations, real estate deals, family, parents, or roommates. So you start that ball rolling on Monday the 3rd, and by the 7th, you enter the shadow of the upcoming retrograde. You start to slow a little bit and start to get inklings of what the retrograde is going to bring back to readdress. By the 21st, you are into the retrograde, which lasts until May 14th. And during that period, you're in do-over mode. You might exit for a bit. You might rekindle something from the past. You might rework the ongoing situation. Then you move forward again May 14th through June 1st in the post-shadow, taking what you figured out forward, and then from June 1st to June 11th into new situations. So in the week ahead, Monday is active, Wednesday is active, and Friday, Saturday, the 7th and 8th are active. Monday, it brings frictional energy, which is playing out in your sign, Aquarius. So you're itchy, you're on edge, you're feeling pushed or pushing harder. There's something financial or sexual or third party in the story that you're dealing with there. Then on Wednesday the 5th, it's opportune. It opens up possibilities to make money or to deal with possessions or purchases or products in the story in a serious or ambitious way. And then by Friday, Saturday, again, opportunities, but now that are more related to work or health or animals or what's going on with coworkers or hired help or paperwork in that story and what you're doing there. Now, as far as the full moon, this is building and then peaking between Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th in your zone of travel, distance, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, ceremonial, religious, or political interests. So big, big climactic moments with a partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, or advocate in those realms. Sometime between Wednesday and Thursday, you're wrapping things up, you're marking endings, you're achieving goals, you're celebrating something. And Jupiter is tied to this with some kind of really big news or talk or meeting or offer or decision that will be in playing out through the story between Wednesday the 5th and the following week on Tuesday. All right, for Pisces. Mercury heads into Taurus on Monday the 3rd, and this is your communication and commerce zone. And it is going to travel there all the way until June 11th, so you want to make the most of this period. Mercury is going to bring a quickness a speeding up and then a slowing down and a review process where you reconfigure something and then a picking back up on speed and moving it forward. It'll give you the opportunity to juggle a few different things at the same time. And it's all about your ideas, Pisces, your talks, your meetings, your sales, your writing, your interviews, auditions, offers, and decisions. And it's equally about your brothers, sisters, neighbors, moves, vehicles, electronics, short trips, or local community activities. So this is where it's at. Moving forward from the third up through the seventh, still moving forward, but now in the shadow, starting to get inklings of what the retrograde will be about. Entering the retrograde on the 21st through May 14th, going into do-over mode where you slow down, you release, you rekindle, you rework anything past or ongoing, then moving forward from May 14th again, in the post-shadow, taking the things you figured out forward up through June 1st, and then into new things from June 1st to June 11th in those arenas. Now, in the week ahead, we have activations in those areas on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, Saturday. And so Pisces, on Monday, this is the frictional energy where there's something going on financially, sexually, with third parties or manipulations that has to do with institutions or research or addictions or secrets or artistic, romantic, or spiritual realms. So you might be off your kilter a bit. Maybe it's a romantic, sexy thing that's pulling you away from all these positive talks. I don't know. So Monday. Then Wednesday the 5th, opportunities open up. It helps you cement something for yourself, get ambitious, pursue your own interests, and stand out in some way. By Friday, Saturday the 7th and 8th, opportunities to get more passionate and active with a lover or the kids or a creative endeavor or something recreational. Now, the full moon is climaxing in your 8th house, Pisces, so this is peaking between Wednesday the 5th and Thursday the 6th, beginning with loans, debt, inheritance, taxes, investments, insurance, bankruptcy, alimony, any kind of big financial topic or big things happening sexually, reproductively, with divorce, a birth, a death, or a third-party story. So this involves a partner or a client or a specialist, agent, attorney, advocate, or some kind of important relationship in whichever one of those arenas that you're dealing with. And so you're bringing things to this climax. You're wrapping things up. You're celebrating. You're marking endings. You're achieving goals. You're having breakthroughs there. And tied to this is Jupiter. And so there is something big involved here with your income, purchases, products, or possessions, or something big going on with how you're being valued. And this is through Jupiter. So look at happiness and prosperity there. Look at travel, legal, educational, media, ceremonial, religious, or political themes in the mix. This will be playing out sometime between Wednesday the 5th and the following week on Tuesday. So that is it, guys, for our week ahead. Try to keep yourself grounded and steady as she goes in the insanity out there. And just remember, you know, the things that we are going to start hearing and thinking about and talking about are going to be on shifting sands in the retrograde as they shift gears then. So you want to stay in flux and wait the thing out to see where it's all going to come out before you make, you know, complete commitments in certain situations. But that's it. If you guys are trying to read about the daily, zoemoonastrology.blogspot.com or facebook.com/zoemoonastrology. I also check in and try to read emails and answer questions on the pages, Twitter and Instagram and all those things as well. So that's it, guys. I'll be back next week, God willing. I wish you all the best, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.